This is the real breaking the fast. It's been a week ago Tuesday since the last year, so.
You have a point. You say that Madishvarov came to a direful village. He walked into the shul right before Kol Nidre. No one knew who he was, but everyone was getting ready for Kol Nidre. Saying Tfilas Zake, Vidui, different things. And all of a sudden, Madishvarov walks in, and he goes straight over to the Amid. There's usually a regular chazan, a matzil over there. He walks straight over to the Amid. He starts Kol Nidre. At first, the first I wanted to send him away from the Amid was chutzpah, but he heard the way he's davening. So he realizes he's not going to push the bench. I just a regular person went over to Ramad over there. He now was calling it. He got admired afterwards. After Myers said that he stayed by the Ramad if it's Shia Yichid. Tillim came back the next morning. They saw he's still standing by the Ramad over there. He got Shachis, Elaine, Musaf, Minchin, Ila, Myers, Matzah Shabbos. Amish, he put in a whole avoid of him kippah. Yosha Kol's little son over there called over to his father. Says, don't be a tippish. Walk over to invite him over after marriage. Invite him over for Abdullah to break the fast. He doesn't have where to go, so maybe he'll come to our house. Also, such a chashav yid. No. So he went over after marriage and he asked, would he come for Abdullah to break you fast? So sure. Comes over to Yosha Kol's house. And Yosha Kol makes Abdullah over there. But this girl sits down and he says, oh, should have some chibuch up in his heart. I have to revive myself a little bit. They figured he was telling me he wants to eat something. He brought some cake to the table. He says, no, bring me a Gemara Sukkah. I didn't learn the whole Gemara Kippah. After this learning, he sat down and learned, and he learned the Masechta Sukkah. After he finished the Masechta Sukkah, then he broke his fast. That's the Maisa. So a lot of the godless, if you have the story, what's the godless, if you have the godless, the Madishvarov, take a look. Such a Avoida, the Gevaldik Avoida, Simi Kippur. Not only that, Motzi Simi Kippur, he sat down to learn, and he only broke his fast only after he finished learning Masechta Sukkah. The times of the Klaus Megarov used to say of the story, so he highlighted in the Kud. He says, even after the whole avoid of Yom Kippur, even after the whole avoid that they put in Yom Kippur, like a Malach Alekim, well, the Maizah, he didn't learn a Blat Gemara. He didn't learn a Stikla Gemara. He had to revive his Nefesh. Kemayim Karam al Nefesh Hayez, he had to learn a little bit. He didn't battle, he wasn't a battle of man over there. Put in a whole avoda from Yamakudash. After the Ken Maisa, still not a blood Gemara. I hear that's stone men, that's what you were saying, I guess. Broke your fast, but you still didn't break your fast. That's a plan, it's a stickle. I was thinking, the Shabbat of the time was. The reason why you fast Shavuot B'Tamuz is five things. You're happy Shavuot B'Tamuz. The Slichus, you say it over there. One thing is sort of a place to miss is a Torah. The Torah was burnt. Second thing was the day that the Luchos were broken, Chet HaEgel. And the third thing is the Mayim Etzelim Be'echel. The fourth thing was that Hufka Ha'ir, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. The fifth thing was that the Korban Tomit was this battle, and the battle of the Korban Tomit. And let's speak about Wonder Kuda. Wonder Kuda is the walls were breached. The walls of Yerushalayim were broken into. About that, it's a very important step in the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Well, the Ma'aseh, why do we highlight this step of the breaching of the walls more than, you know, in addition to the Churban HaBayis? Tisha B'Av, the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Well, a step before that, when they breached the walls. So we know that every step has some sort of mashmoy, some sort of meaning. That's why we fast on that day, because we fast to identify ourselves with that happened on this day. What's the significance of the breaching of the walls? Hufka ha'ir, the wall that Yerushalayim HaKadosh was broken into. Yankiv Avinu says, "Vayivos Yankiv levado, vayovik ish imo yadalois hashacha." Yankiv Avinu remained alone. Mele an ish, who Chazal say was the Sashal Ezov, came to be misavik imo. It came to wrestle with him. Adalois hashacha. Chazal, the Medrash brings down, "Vayivos Yankiv levado." We find this levado somewhere else as well. We find this levado by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the Pasuk says, "V'nizgav Hashem levado b'yemahu." Eibishter on that day is going to remain alone. Nizgav Hashem levado. What's the comparison between the levado of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the levado of Yankiv Avinu? Pshat is that the levado of Yankiv Avinu is similar to the levado of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Levado of Yankiv Avinu is just like the Eibishter's levad, not influenced by anything from the outside. Eibishter created the world, created everything, that's what became. You're not influenced by anything in the world. Yankiv speaks about Barichas in many places. The Eivishter was Moedich even before the world was created. Now that the world was created, so what changed now? So what changed now about the creation of the world? Now we can call him Melech. Now there are Nivroim, there are people that there are creations, I can call him Melech. Before that, he was Melech even without having Nivroim. Different than the Melucha of the Boss of Adam, which is based upon a Melech B'layam. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Kesed Eldion. Madrega of Kesed Elyon, so that's the difference between the sphere of Kesed and the sphere of Malchus. Malchus is the name Melech B'loyom. It's based on the Olam HaSiyah of Klal Yisrael, Olam HaSiyah of this world. But the Kesed Elyon is the Dreishus of the Bria, before the Chachm even. And that's a Melucha that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has even before, the Atu Ashlei Nevro Olam. Adoyin Olam HaShemolach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nevro. The Hebrew is Moedach even before everything was created. It's not the chesed koyla. Then Melech Manikah. Then you have the middle of Malchus. It's called Melech because he's a Melech. When he's a Melech, and he's an Am. The Eibishter is not influenced by anything. He has the Malchus even before the world was created. No influence. Yankiv Avinu was just like that. Yankiv Avinu, when he established over here by this time when he was walking, and Vayivos Yankiv Levadoi, he remained alone. It means that he grabbed onto the middle of Levadoi from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Says Levadoi. This is the way Yankiv Avinu and the Bnei Yankiv, Adas Yankiv, Bin Chamuchaynecho, are going to keep themselves in Golus by grabbing onto the middle of Levadoi, which means not to be influenced by anything from the outside. We have our Derech HaTorah, we have our Derech Hashem, and that's the way we follow, and we don't get influenced by any outside influences that try to drown our way of Tveikus in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ma'im Rabim lo yuchlu lechabes. They can't drown us. We're Levad. We're Levadi people. Levadi nix. We're Bnei Yankiv. Adas Yankiv. We're called Hashem Yisrael. Called Hashem Yisrael. He was Yankiv Levadi. Yankiv remained alone. And that's why by Yehovah Kishim. That's why the Tashleiz came to wrestle with Yankiv Avinu, because he wanted to grab away this Levadi from Yankiv Avinu. He realized that this middle levad is what's going to keep Klal Yisrael, it's going to keep Yankiv and Bnei Yankiv throughout all the years of Golus. Yankov was the first one of the Obadiah that went to Golus. He began the Golus of Klal Yisrael, the first Golus, when he went to Mitzrayim. And the Mitzvah Levade was Ner L'Raglav, that's what kept him. That's what keeps Klal Yisrael. The Asash Lezov tried to overpower Yankov, and he didn't succeed. Succeeded with the Kaf Yerechoy, which Svarim HaKadoshim HaMavzeh means that he touched upon the Midas HaKadosh of Klal Yisrael. But there is the Sioinis by Klal Yisrael, where sometimes the Koich HaSatum and the Koich HaSarak can enter and push their way in, it gets difficult. And ultimately, we have to remain with the Levadoi, and we overpower Koiches of Esav Erosh, and the Koiches of the Tzor Shal Esav, Samach Mem, by grabbing onto the middle of Levadoi. This is the Chaimas Yishalayim. The wall of Yishalayim is the wall of Klal Yisrael. The wall of Klal Yisrael is the wall that surrounds Eden. It surrounds the sanctuary of Klal Yisrael, Ashrayas Hashchina, surrounds them. It doesn't let anything in from the outside. That's the Chaimas Yishalayim. And when the wall of Yishalayim was breached, it was the Bechina of like a stabbing into the Levadoi. We're in Golus, and we have to constantly grab on and strengthen the Midah Levadoi, because we don't have the Chaimas Yishalayim. Chaimas Vasiyon, Eridik HaNachal Dima. Chaimas Vasiyon is crying, when the Chaimas Vasiyon was breached. He don't have that power, that beacon of light of the Mokum HaMikdash. Ashrayas Hashchina, we don't have that anymore. We don't have the chayim. We have to make our own chayim. But the day of Shavuos B'Tamuz is when we identify ourselves with the breaching of the wall. We identify ourselves with the fact that we lost a certain pillar of strength of our chayim that we have surrounding Klal Yisrael. And slowly things can seep in. And it grabs away all different sides of the machna. And we have to strengthen ourselves in the middle of Levadoi. This is the way we overpower the Golus. This is the way we makarev the Gula of Mashiach Dukenu. That's the significance of the Hufkoir. And that's what the Tareis that we have is the day of reflection, of identifying ourselves, of understanding. Be the Vahaskel to understand the significance of what happened and what continues to happen by what happened then. What continues to stand as an obstacle to Kedushas Yisrael, it stands as an obstacle to be Makar of the Gula, is the Chayma was breached. It's not just the Chorban. The Chorban was another step. But the Chayma being breached is not just because it's Achana for the Chorban. Chayma being breached, okay, listen, in order to get to the base of Mikdash, you have to first breach the wall of Yishalayim to get into the city. So it's one step before the, one step in the Golus, one step in the Chorban. Not just that. It's the significance of the Chorban. Significance of Chorban Abayis, significance of destruction of Beis HaMikdash, which just besides the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, the Chaim of Yishalayim, the Chaim of Klal Yisrael, the Chaim of Vatzion was breached. And that Ludaiti is something that stands in its own right, in its own merit, because when we identify it and we reflect upon it, we're able to be in the second. We're able to try to build our own chaim. The Torah Kedoshe, the Bottom Midrash, the Bottom Knesios, which is the Beis Mikdash Ma'at, the small Beis Mikdash, the Shrei Hashchina that's within them, and that's our Tevas Noyach. Doesn't let any influences from the outside break in and seep in, because we have the chaim. Try to build our own chaim. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. At least we have the Koyach HaTorah. Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash Einu LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Dal Dam Shel Halacha B'Levad. As the Dal Dam Shel Halacha, on the day Limud HaTorah to be Oisik and the Ram Shevikdusha, it gives us a Koyach of building a chaim, not to let in things that are Pegeya, Kedusha Yisrael and Pegeya, Metzoyas Yisrael, to pull us away from the Mekora Yenike, the Shoyrish that we have, the Shoyrish HaKadusha. Okay, so that's Ladaiti, a very, very important thing to reflect upon. Another thing, obviously, is the fact that the Korban HaTomid was in this battle. The Korban HaTomid is also, I'm saying, seems to be like something trivial. Okay, of course, all the Korbanos of the Semidah was destroyed. Korban HaTomid was the battle. I'm saying, why is that something that stands in its own right, stands apart, and stands, its own light. Carbon atomic, the Yankee of a parish of Spinachis, the Yankee of a Koil, he says, don't stick over there. But carbon atomic, the Medrash on Chumah, that brings down. The Oil of Tomid Asuya by Asinah Derech Nechoichin Shal Hashem. The Oil of Tomid was done every single day. Consistency, the consistency of every single day. Lo Yishan Yitzorach Al Achila. I don't need Achila. Shal Fana Lo Achila Lo Yishtia. The Hebrew doesn't eat a drink. He doesn't need this carbon Tomid for Achila. When Hashem Elokish, Ksiv Oil of Tomid Asuya by Asinah. The Oil of Tomid was made in Asinah. The Asinah also boiler. Asinah was made on carbon oil was made on Asinah. Elam Tomid Yesh the Fana Achila Shtia. Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu. Learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. He went up to Har Sinai. He didn't eat. Aboyim Yoyim, Aboyim Elayim, 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 Elayim. He was bitter of Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't eat at all. He didn't drink at all, because by the way, some normal drinks or eats. So learn from Har Sinai that that's not the time. It's not the mashmois of a of Korban Tomit. That's the Korban Tomit is not for Achila. It's learn from Har Sinai. Kavanah is called Lachmi. It's just like Achila in this world. But the Besyank of the Mazbe, he says, the person has a Kordaz Meloy Chalor's Kevoidoi. He recognizes that Meloy Chalor's Kevoidoi. Everything is the Rabbanu Shaloidoi. And Aliday the Korban, he becomes the Skasha to the Eish Olmaila, the fire of the Eish Tomid, Tukadon Mizbech, Mesichbe, becomes the Skasha, becomes tied into that. Come in the scowl, included within that Heish Kodesh. Then he understands that the Koyach on this world, and even the Gashmir that a person does, has a Shaykh of the Kedusha. It's the scowl in the Heish Kodesh of Lamaila. Not just some Dvorm Gashmir that a person does, because a person has to do it. Dvorm Gashmir that Adon Ba'ifrin Shal Kedusha, and if it's L'Shem Shemayim, like we spoke in the Tzitzik of the Tzadik last week, everything a person does with Shem Shemayim, a person does with Shem Shemayim, becomes a Dovah Shabikdusha Mamish. So then it becomes a Chedek of Ruchnias, and that's the Koich of Karbonis. The Korban Atomid will be as a reminder for Kalei Yisrael every single day. As Karboni Lachmi Le'ishai Yidech Nechonichi. It's my Korban, my Lachmi. Ebrito is Nid Achila. The Ebrito wants that your Koich HaGashim should become included in the Skalul and the Eish Kodesh of Le'elo, of up, of above. And that's Korban Atomit. And when the Korban Atomit was in his battle, Hashem was with Thomas, Kla Yisrael, Ado Yoim, Chazal with Kaveya, that we should reflect upon that in its own right. We lost the Koyach of Karbonis. We lost the Koyach of this constant open reminder that the Koyach HaGashmis of Kla Yisrael is a Dovish of Yigdusha as well. That a Yid as a Koyach, Aliday the Gashmis that a person does, Shem Shemayim, with the right kavona, with the Shvitz Hashem and Negdi Somedah, then he has a koyach to be Neskal B'Kdu Shal Yoinim, the Eish Kodesh Shalom Ayla. It's a Gevaldi Kazach. You have to always remember that. The Yidna had a constant reminder, the Eish Kodesh, the Eish Tomid Tukat Al Mizbeach, the Korban HaTomid that was there, right? Pavoike, the more, Kevah Sechat Tafs of Pavoike, Vyas HaKevah Sechat Tafs of Beinu Abayim, Sai Pavoike, Sai Beinu Abayim. And heard the significance of Bavoyke and Bein Arbaim is the same significance that we learned last week in the B'shach B'chov Kamecho. We have to remember Sai B'shach B'chov Sai Kamecho, Sai signed and signed his man Yishchiva, signed his man Akima, the Shivitzi Hashem and Negi Somin, and Hashem Shemayim. We have to always remember that whatever a person does, all the pulls a person does throughout the day, and also when a person is even asleep, he's in his Kalul B'kdusha Shalamayla, he's Dovik in the Rabbanu Shalaylo. And so this was a constant reminder, just like the Krishna of Baboyke Be'erev, or B'shach B'chov Kamecha, there was a Korban Atomid. And the Kevah Zechat Ha'as of Baboyke, and the Kevah Zechat Ha'as of Bein Abai, right before the night. Right before the night, right before the person retires, the day is almost over. Night, the night's in the horizon. Remember, Korban Atomid. And this was a consistency of every single day. Every single day to remind the person. And that's the significance of the Bitl Korban HaTomid of this battle. We reflect upon that in its own right. And we lost. The Beis HaMikdash was something that were constantly there. Not just as a mokum with the mespalel to and the davent. These things remind the Klai Yisrael constantly of Ashroi Tashchin, remind them constantly of Ruchnis and Gashmis, that everything is kosher b'kesher shal kedusha b'eishal ma'ila. And this day, all these things won this battle. Hufko here, bitl ha'kabonis, and other things of Avada, Avada, the bitl ha'shreifas ha'toyre, and the shreifas ha'luchis, and Amoda Selim Hechel, all these things that happened, but specifically these two things that we spoke about, significance is great. And when we realize what we're trying to reflect upon, has a whole different mashmois. Because then we learn to implement these things in our lives, even in the Mea Golos. We learn to implement these things to try to at least grab onto a certain chayim of see it surrounds us. Try to at least learn to try to be Mekadosh, what is that we do, to have a reminder constantly of Baboyko Be'erev. We say the Parsha Satomit by in the morning, it's I, Ben Abai, by Mincha. The reason why we say the Parsha Satomit is because to remind us. If we don't have the Kabbonis, but at least we remind ourselves that. That's what I think, at least. If anyone has any ideas to add on, I'll do that. Abraham will help him with Yimea Tainis, Yimea Tainis, and she can just have a chlam and self in the Simcha. And she can be so in Chabez Hashem to be able to prove together the Gevaldik Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av that's coming upon us. Yishlaim Yerakoydesh, B'vinin Abayis Hashlishi, B'ditzu V'chedve, Klai Yis all together, Yidah Sfutas Yom Tov, B'biyach V'shichenu, B'mehele V'yomenu, Amen.
Amen.
Amen.